What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Right here, we got Noise Gate.
Hello.
So, you want to pass the mic around and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Mateo. I play the fiddle time to time in the band.
My name is Link. I'm the vocalist.
My name is Leo. I'm the drummer.
I'm Reese. I'm the bassist.
Cool, man. The first interview out here in the rain. All right, so when I think of you guys, I think of y'all as like some kind of super group. Because like I know like you're in different bands, you are in Tracing Paces. Y'all want to talk about the different projects y'all were in?
Sure, man. So Tracing Paces was more of like a classic rock approach style band, still rock as we are. But yeah, after I was let go from the band, I had gone to a show to see his band, Zephyr Island, play. And in a very loving effort, I had asked Lincoln to create a project with me. And I got him to say yes after a couple weeks of begging.
You got to beg, bro. But
to beg a little bit.
You did.
Go ahead, bro. This is good, man.
All right. Well, as you heard from him, I'm with another band called Zephyr Island. That band is more of like a psychedelic rock kind of project, with a lot of other influence and such thrown in there.
This is honestly like my first band that I've joined. I have not really had any projects before this.
I'm in another band previously called Violet Theory. Now it's called Frequent Feedback. Started with friends from high school. It was our passion project where we were more of like influencing from grunge, Nirvana, then like we were mostly covers. But then I joined these guys a little later on after they started, after I filled in for them. They're like, hey, you're pretty cool. You should stay.
Cool, man. So how did Noise Gate start? Like, who started it? The you two guys?
I guess that would be me. Yeah, so like I said before, once I was let go from my previous project, I had gone to see Lincoln at a show, and I asked him, well, at some point I had thought about getting our other friend who used to play in Zephyr to play the drum part, and so we had a guitar player, a singer, and then a drummer, and we were playing in this like little dodgy rehearsal room. And we had the door open at one point when we were just rehearsing, and we saw our friend there who just cracked at everything. I mean, plays guitar, bass, drums. It's really unfair. And so we had asked him to join very spontaneously, and he said, yeah. Played a couple gigs. And then, who was it? And then later on, he had to go to, I think it was Colorado or something, and so we got my friend over here, Reese, to fill in. And it was just magic at that point on. So we kept Reese in the band. And then later on, our previous drummer had to go for personal reasons. And we were trying out different people. And we went into the process of drum auditions, which took maybe, what, like 2 to 3 weeks? 2 to 3 weeks-ish. And yeah, that's where we got our little cutie patootie drummer over here. You know, He beat all the other drummers out, and we're very happy to have him. So I guess that's kind of how we started and where we're at.
This is also my first ever pre-set interview, because I've done post-set interviews where they talk about their set. So how do you guys feel about today? Are y'all nervous, or y'all feel confident?
I think we're pretty confident.
We've practiced these songs over and over. A lot of what we're playing now is originals that we've written just in the time that I've been in the band. Less than a year, we've written over half of our set list tonight is going to be originals, and the covers that we're playing, they're classics, but it's something that definitely he kills with vocals. A lot of Chris Cornell,
yeah.
Audio Slave, Temple of the Dog, anything like that.
Awesome, man. So Leo, tell me about your influences. What kind of music do you like? What made you want to play music?
Yeah, I'm always influenced by like probably grunge, just like that Nirvana stuff. I feel like that kind of influences everybody. Alice in Chains. I do like the more modern like metal stuff. Like Pierce the Veil's always been one that's always been a big inspiration or music that I love to listen to. But yeah, mainly it's just that classic rock, the grunge stuff. That's really been my main inspiration.
Let's talk about your influences.
I guess for this band, a lot of my inspiration comes from, like, you know, Chris Cornell's projects like Audio Slave, Temple of the Dog, Soundgarden. And also, Avenged Sevenfold, Alice in Chains. What else? I don't know. That's like most of what I can think about, just straight up pop off the top of my head. And so,
how about yours, man? Also, like, how'd you get so good at guitar?
Oh, well, like my friend Lincoln here, I love the 80s. It's my favorite time period. No, I mean my influence is, it depends on the time. I mean, whenever I was in my last band, I was a very big Chili Peppers fan, big Jimi Hendrix fan. And now I've geared more towards like the Black Sabbath type of sound, like Alice in Chains, just a little bit more heavier, but not currently to what modern metal is at. I enjoy the creativity that the older players had, but I appreciate the technique and tenacity that the modern players have. And I mean, as far as the guitar stuff goes, I really wouldn't consider myself like great. Like, if you were to go see a band like Thrower, for example, Cole is ridiculous. It's unfair. Kellen, 307, unfair. Ron from Frequent Feedback, it's unfair. But all these guys are my friends, so I go to their shows. I learn a little bit more every time, and maybe someday I'll be half as good as them, you know. If not, I can always try tap dancing or cooking, you know, another hobby.
Water polo.
Water polo.
So, like, what do you guys do besides music? Do you have any other hobbies?
Boring answer is no. I don't have any hobbies outside of this. I do this and I go to work. That's it.
I have big influences in capoeira. I'm just kidding. Really nothing else. It's just this. I like music and then work and school.
Well, I'm coming. I'm going to be going to school to become an HVAC technician in about a month. Besides that, I mean, honestly, yeah, I just kind of like music is like pretty central. I also play a lot of video games and such, but yeah. There you go.
So for me, I guess as far as hobbies and things I do outside of music, I love to read. I love cooking. I like going dancing. Of course I read. No, I mean, honest. I mean, I really do enjoy cooking, dude. It's so much fun. I don't know. I like playing guitar. I guess that doesn't really count, but it's really like my main gig. I like playing guitar. I like cooking. I like hanging out with my family. And I don't enjoy it, but I'm learning to be okay with it, but it's working out. Like, my back is killing me right now, but we get through it, man. We get through it.
Sure, man. Do you have any advice for people wanting to do something like being in a band, learning an instrument, or just going for whatever they're dreaming about? Do you have any advice for those people?
Man, it's all about commitment. Seriously, like starting my whole music career, it wouldn't have been anything without the people around me, like, truly wanting me to learn how to do it. My father was a bassist before me, and he pushed for me to learn. And meeting people throughout, like, high school. Like, I was in jazz band in high school. Like, all those people around me, starting a band in there and meeting these guys, like, all of us want to make sure that all of, like, we each get better at our respective instruments. So just finding those people around you that want to bring you up and everything like that, that's truly what you need to find. Hey, yo. Anyone else want to add to that?
I guess, I mean, everyone's going to be nervous at first. You're always going to be a little anxious about it, but you just kind of got to fake it till you make it. Fake the confidence till you have the confidence. I mean, everyone's going to suck until they don't, really.
I guess, like, I mean, what he was saying about commitment to what you're doing, it's not even just, like, about, like, practicing and stuff, too. You also have to, like, be kind of, like, committed to the projects that you're going to be in as well, you know, because, you know, there's been plenty of times where I've, you know, been, like, another band or something, and, like, there's just, like, that one person that doesn't want to show up or something, you know. That could be great, you know, and everything, but, like, it doesn't matter if they're not there. You know, so it's all about finding good people as well.
What was the question?
Do you have any advice for people wanting to start something creative? Is this something they're dreaming about, but
they're
just too scared to do it?
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, I mean, in all seriousness, right? I guess I would be speaking to, like, the starting musician, somebody who wants to get into it. It's don't think about it like a chore. I understand that lessons and whatnot can kind of seem monotonous at times and difficult because you're not really enjoying what you're playing in the beginning. But it's like one of my favorite guitar players said, you got to treat it almost like a video game. You don't practice a video game. You play it because you enjoy it and eventually you get good at it. So as long as you're still passionate and you're pursuing your passions with the intent of getting better in technique or musicality or painting, whatever you're doing, then eventually you'll reach your goal. And that's what you want to do. You don't want to do something that you really don't like, because at the end of the day, you're going to spend all this money getting guitars, painting stuff, dancing stuff. Really, at the end of it, you won't enjoy it. But if you keep some passion in it, it'll be a good investment for you.
Yeah, that was really good. I feel like my advice is, don't be scared of failing, because you're going to fail, you're going to suck, you know. Just be comfortable with that, and then just don't have high expectations, you know what I mean? Like, just go, do it, suck, get booed, get laughed at, whatever, and then improve from there, you know. Be like, all right, next time, what can I do different? Improve little by little, and then that's how you end up somewhere. Yeah, Noisegate, thank you guys for reaching out. It's a fucking blast hanging out with you guys. Can't wait to see y'all set. I'm gonna go ahead and record it and see if I can spice it into this interview somehow. Any last words before we close out? Any shout outs to anyone? Any plugs? You wanna plug in y'all socials or anything like that?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Like, I couldn't hear because of what?
Plug your socials.
My socials?
Any shout outs to anyone?
No. I don't really feel like plugging my social neither.
Thank you to my family. I guess I'm only really on Instagram, MF Fiends, that's it, or just Noisegate. He's in Texas, that's really it.
I'll plug my own personal, it's Great Value Chris Cornell. Or also my other band's social, it's Zephyr Island HTX. You want to give them a Noisegate?
Sure, so I guess in terms of final words, it's like I said, keep the passion going. Just keep trying, man. I mean, in a world of technology, politics, arguments, and everything, it would help if we had a little bit more creativity and compassion, right? As far as shout-outs, it's just all my friends that are here. I mean, the Valhalla guys, the 307 guys, Thrower guys, and all my bandmates. Thank you guys for allowing this music to be so badass to me, you know? And I hope that you guys have a good day and that you enjoyed the interview. Street Couch.
Fuck yeah. Thank you guys for listening, for watching. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life.